there, people, and I hope you're having a good day. I got another story here about Bigfoot. This one takes place at Raystown Lake. It's a reservoir of Huntington County, Pennsylvania. It is the largest lake that is entirely within Pennsylvania. The original lake was built by the Simpson family of Huntington as a hydroelectric project. The current 8,300-acre Raystown Lake was completed in 1973. The Army Corps of Engineers fish Chinook, salmon, striped bass, rainbow trout, walleyes, muskies, large and smallmouth bass. So, saying what the area is and how rugged and things are around the lake, I'm pretty sure there's a Bigfoot in that area. Anyways, this is how the story goes. It's called A Fright Fishing. It was about 30 years ago. I belonged to a fishing club, and we had 16-hour tournament at Lake Raystown. There are 12 members, 2 members to a boat. The tournament started around 3 p.m. Saturday till 7 a.m. Sunday morning. It was an open tournament. Any species of fish was okay to catch. The boats were scattered all over the lake of the day. The fishing was great. Around 10:20 p.m., a few of us decided to fish the cove on the east side of the lake. The cove was about 1.5 miles off the main lake, about 60-80 feet deep. We were all there. We were all about 30 feet offshore. Now, if you've never been to Ray's Lake at night, the only light is from the stars, moons, and flashlights or lanterns. Don't think I even seen it any darker. We are all set close to each other. Others talks about the day's catch. When there was a loud noise on the shore, one of us guys would say it's most likely a bear. So we tried to spot it with our flashlights, but all we could see were two shiny eyes, a dark shape, low to the ground. One of the guys threw a sinker at it, and all hell broke loose. It stood up straight and looked to be about 6, maybe 7 feet tall. It gave out a loud scream that sent chills down my back. We were sure we were safe where we were. Then it started to throw rocks and chunks of trees at us. And we're getting close to comfort. So we started up the motors and headed for the boat ramp as fast as we could. When we got back to the ramp, we loaded up the boats and got out of there fast. We went to the park ranger stations and told them what had happened, and of course, they had a good laugh. We never saw what it was, but there was no way it was a bear. We never had a tournament there again. You may think we're full of it, but believe it's Bigfoot. I'm 56 years old and I'm still looking. Someday I'll see, I hope. Thank you. Have a good day and keep your stick on the ice. Sorry for the brief eruption there. The story got away from me at the time, you know. That's exciting. Thanks. Have a good day. Keep your stick on the ice.